fashion tips and medical advice. Day 4. When was it that beauty became a thing with some special value, some special power, to make me an idiot? Or more of an idiot, anyway. Perhaps it was always there, lurking at the centre of my mind. Not at the back, not at the edges. The dead centre. Right where it's hardest to acknowledge. Or even truly recognise as a power, a driving force. The motivational source of all decisions, duty, and what it takes to have it in my life. I talk about it being impossible to see this desire for beauty in much the same way as I think about my eyes. This little thought has stayed with me since it was first introduced way back at university. And the tutorials when we all sat around and talked about how the fuck anyone can ever know anything. The eyes are special, our own eyes, for obvious reasons, but there is such a single fact about eyes that it gets overlooked or just never considered. We can never see our own eyes directly. We can see representations of our eyes, reflections in mirrors, or photographic images. Selfies, of course, are all about eyes. The art of makeup is centred on eyes. The famous and the infamous instinctively cover their eyes to shield themselves in their entirety from prying and gawping onlookers. The eyes have it. Oh, yes, they do. And these precious lenses feed that mysterious mass at the centre of ourselves. That triage unit that immediately sorts the beautiful from the ugly. The winners from the losers. The interesting from the dull. Where does it come from, this sense of beauty under some spell of the beast? Do others experience it? Or is it our own peculiar curse or blessing? To the winners in the beauty stakes, the spoils. To the less fortunate, the spoiled.